Big Gorgeous Goals, How Bold Women Achieve Great Things, written and narrated by Julie Ellis, with additional bonus content provided by Stephen George. Introduction: The Power of Embracing Big Gorgeous Goals. As high-achieving women leaders and entrepreneurs, we know that we should be thinking expansively about our businesses, that we should set big goals. And I believe that we all want to do that, but something gets in our way. Why do some women have such success in realizing their big dreams and goals? They seem to be so far beyond conventional limitations, leaving the rest of us in the dust of our to-do lists. This book is about how to set big, gorgeous goals. The ones so big that they block out the sun. The ones that scare you. They keep you up at night because you fear they are beyond your grasp. These goals are very different from the safe, achievable goals you know you can accomplish because they feel tidy and contained. Your big, gorgeous goals have the power to move you out of a state of stuckness when you've plateaued, propelling your life and career to the next level. Starting a business is a big, gorgeous goal for a lot of people. You have an idea. You know you want the freedom to be your own boss. Then how do you take the leap of faith required to do it? Your goal may be related to breaking into a new market, scaling up your business, launching a new product, or even starting a new endeavor after reaching the entrepreneurial dream of selling your business, like I did. For some, a big, gorgeous goal might be about what to do when you aren't working or are in retirement. It is a choice about how you want to live. What does the goal you want to set look like? For me, writing this book was a big, gorgeous goal. I've never been a writer. I'm a coach, and as I was developing workshops and doing speaking engagements, I realized that adding a book to my offerings would be beneficial. At times, it felt overwhelming, but I persevered, and here I am. Well before that, at the beginning of my career, setting a big, gorgeous goal prompted me to leave my day job and find the life I wanted. At the time, I was working as a financial planner. Growing up, I hadn't imagined a job in that field. But after I finished school, it was a steady paycheck and benefits for my young family while the man who became my husband set up a business. Life was stable, but it didn't feel particularly exciting to me. I achieved everything on my to-do list, doing the expected. But I definitely did not reach for the stars with my thinking. Then a dream started to form. Some friends from university and I all had young children, and we had similarly encountered a logistical problem. When we sent our children to daycare, we were told to label everything they brought with them. The daycare center didn't have a labeling solution for us, and we decided we could do better than using permanent marker and masking tape. Thus, in a basement in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, we began a business creating customized labels for children's clothes and belongings that would grow beyond our wildest imaginings. Two basements and a commercial space, which we also expanded later, our company, Mabel's Labels, employed a team of 40 people and had eight-figure sales. Mabel's was a social media powerhouse with an amazing celebrity following. It sold products into Walmart and Target. Then, after 13 years in business, my co-founders and I decided to sell to a large publicly traded company that owned the Avery Labels brand. A new journey began for me, and it wasn't what you might expect. After we sold the business, I had no idea how to move forward. I had reached a pinnacle, and a totally normal plateau followed. But having arrived there, I had no idea what to do. I ended up in a downward spiral, and not until I set a big, gorgeous goal to launch my coaching business did I start to climb again. Outward and upward. What allows certain women to keep reaching outward, upward, successively moving to the next level? While writing and researching this book, I spoke to nearly 20 women from different backgrounds. Some of them are corporate leaders who are entrepreneurial in their navigation of the corporate ladder. Some are entrepreneurs across a variety of business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?